You're on the final hour here of Westside Radio International on 6280 in the 49 metre band shortwave. I'd just like to mention a few stations that we used to relay here as well today. Radio Andy at one stage, and there was, of course, Radio Limit International this morning earlier on. You had Radio Spoolville, you had the Star International, Radio Rainbow in Germany, BBMS, and TuneIn Radio, and 4IFR and 4SWF, which are in England there, of course, as well. That's another. I can't remember all the stations, but that was, of course, the same station there. Of course, Radio Utopia is another one that's a few weeks ago as well. We wish to thank those people there. You had Andrew Sharp as well, used to be on Westside Radio, and you had John Dresler, and of course you had Gary Lewis as well. I'm sure we're not losing anybody else, but hopefully not anyway. We wish to thank them all that was involved at one stage with Westside Radio and I'll see operator here. Prince Terry, of course, engineer, well, half an engineer, half an operator, and half a good job here. And, of course, Anorak UK as well for their help there, and sending us to a weekly report every week, bang on time there. Sometimes we've had work a little bit late, we had an SRT last week, but we never said it was the final. We got all of those. So we'd like to thank Anorak Ireland as well for some help there in the past few years, and also for the postal address which they lent us there. Today, the postal address for Westside Radio International, but I'm sure if you could address into Radio Pandora now, any other slightly letters there coming in for the final transmission there, I'm sure Radio Pandora would be interested in collecting the mail, or of course NRIQ would play there, but we'll eventually get them. Oh, Lewis wants to say something on the microphone. Hello, Gary.
Hello,
Lewis.
I just want to say, Westside Radio International. If you want to, you can address them on the outside to Pandora's box, Main Street, Dundalkin, and that's what I'm going to do. And I will gladly hand these letters over to the Prince unopened. The only reason I would ask is to go to that from as Westside Radio International. You definitely can know it's not Radio Pandora. My cause problem with the people who allow me to use this address, so I would appreciate if you just suggested Radio Pandora. When I see therefore Westside Radio Pandora, I'd say we get them off.
Gary Lewis on the envelope there of Pandora's box, Main Street, Dundalkin, and we sent it okay. There shouldn't be any problem there as regards the address at this point in time anyway, but I suppose there'll be a few stragglers here and there as usual, you know, shooting off. To have a change of addresses. Well, it's not in any station there. We have a record somewhere on the turntable here. I don't know which one Gary Lewis said he was playing, but we have to put the record on. It's so fantastic here with this new equipment. We can't work it. It's a very sad occasion here today. There's a lot of stations to slow us down, but anyway, here's the music for you. Well, that track anyway. So that was the car doing it there all of my life.
Yeah,
I see it here on the particular label.
Yeah, what year was it? It's really
well, around 1959 or there, about 30 old type music there anyway. You will be finding it out here on Westside Radio International.
It's a very good
and it's the Saturday morning. It seems like it's in the morning here. Just before we go any further, we're just banging a few shortwave news, a bit of shortwave news. We got the Rookie report yesterday here. There's an interesting piece about Radio Dublin here. It says, yet another twist in attempting to spoil the closure on the 31st of December. Radio Dublin transmitter, a 5 kilowatt professionally built roof, has apparently has a brick wall in the most successful part of the season. And the man. School of Broadcasting is another place where they're going around over there. The latest from Radio Dublin is that the intention is only I'm going to switch off the FM. That's interesting, isn't it? Actually, we're all around the TX, but it's just potentially really cool. No one is moving back into the premises before Christmas. The raid is not January the 3rd at the earliest itself, and in the court the case was yesterday. Completely put it out in the news there. We actually didn't win. We won't go into it, it's very technical as a fellow. But he can carry on business, and he has an opinion as well. He can appeal. So that's really much of a whatever you like to call it there. Somewhere along the line, but we won't there. Anyway, we just have a quick look at a few logs for Sunday day. World Mission Radio there. WLR on 6231. Radio Pluto on 6269. Rock Radio International at 627. 6280, we had Radio Pandora. 6280 was Westside Radio. At 6280, Radio Glory International. And 6320, 6318, Solid Gold. And 6815, Gold Commercial. And Radio Pandora was also 6820. Radio Dublin is 14, there on 6910. And 49 meter band, 7316, Radio 2. And 7374 was Radio Boot. The conditions weren't too good that apparently. It says Prince Terry of Westside Radio announced that he would be on the air until the end of the year. He's not quite sure yet whether Westside will continue regular broadcast in 1989. Check out 6820, which we didn't use at all. He stayed in 6280 because that's the original frequency. Friday the 30th of December. We were on yesterday indeed. And we're on today. We've been on all week. We must have broke a record in broadcasting for radio because we were on all the week for about 2 or 3 hours or thereabouts. And we felt that the band was actually clear. Putting on my favourite record. It took me years to find out. Anyway, that's all the news I'm going to say for you today. We're kind of... We shouldn't be happy on the program. It's just one of these rare occasions where it happens that two of us are in the studio. My good friend Gary Lewis and myself here having a great time in the studio for the last time on Westside Radio. He's going to play this record. Who's going to play this for?
I'd like to dedicate this especially to Pierce. Good morning to you, Pierce. I'm telling you how we're recording this, Pierce, because I definitely would want a recording of this. This is from me to you, Pierce.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad in the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big Fat John. Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Quiet and shy, and if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. And then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and started crying. Mariners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, Big John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Oh, Big Bad John. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of Jimmy Dean.
With Big Bad John on the radio.
It's Gary Live on Westside Radio International. I know I'm talking over this, I heard it. You will agree. It's a rather special occasion. I'm actually live here in the studio.
Jackson.
I'm not sitting at home recording this. I'm live. Ouch! Princess, just take me to the
gas.
We're talking over these lines. Well, however. Ah, oh, yes, indeed. The sound of Jimmy Dean, the Big Fat John. It's Gary on the radio playing one of my old time favorite records. This comes from way back from the year 1965. It comes from a guy by the name of Dookie Rock with a bunch of showman. And hey, baby. It is to go right into this. Hey, baby. It's the Georgie Party. And it's going. Here we go.
Well, Gary Lewis doesn't play that type of music. That was Molly Hatch there. And that was for Mark Drake. And what can I say? What a special record to Radio Dublin there on the shortwave. Gary Lewis is wrecking the place here. It's not here for sad, but anyway, we're going to play a special record to... down at the studio. And I heard some cracking noise. So, it's an up to your foot. And if you move, he might just go off the air. We'll be probably going off anywhere not too long from now. It's about 5 minutes. We'll be going off. First place now, somewhere there about. And, my darling wife, of course, went to a French play for it as well. We play a record for you. I don't know which one you'd like. But we're going to play one first for the captain, Damon Cook, who is going to fly the flag. And, it could be interesting. This one's especially for you, and it's from Room 2. It's transmitted up on the medium wave, so I hope you like this one, Captain. This is one of the sad ones, and they have a few more sad ones as well. So you remember this, I'm sure. Minutes to go here on Westside Radio International as the final broadcast for don't know how long. We'll have a slight discussion here in the studio in just a few minutes with Gary Lewis and myself. There's a crackling noise again. I don't know what it is. It's a power surge of some kind anyway. And we're going to play another record here by Roy Orbison from 1964. And we're going to play this. What the hell is that noise? Yeah.
Gary Lewis is still in the studio here. Probably him going to the toilet or something like that, an electrical wire. But anyway, we'll be back here with a slight discussion before this, before at the end of this record. Anyway, here's to Roy Orbison for you. Yes, we're back on the air. Nothing here in the studio. That was a very sad record there, the boy Roy Orbison. You wouldn't believe it. No, you wouldn't believe this. Hello. We got a request for Bon Jovi at this hour of the day. Are we closing down? We're looking for the album, but we can't find it anywhere. Did you find anything yet down there? No. We're in the studio here, and there's records everywhere. There's radio records, there's... still looking for Bon Jovi. I don't think I have it in the studio. It's probably down in Studio One somewhere. But anyway, what we're going to do is play the Pirates' Lullaby for the time being. As I said, we're supposed to be going off at 1 o'clock. It's, what time is it now? It's about 10 past. It's more, isn't it? Yeah, it's 12 minutes past 1. We're still here, on the air. We make it a deadline at 1:30. How about that? Because it's, people asking us to play different things, you see. And we're playing sad records, and then we're playing good records, and then we're playing happy records. I can't make it out at all. There's the Pirates' Lullaby for you here on Westside Radio International. We're still looking for Bon Jovi. Just going to turn this down a little bit. I think we're time for a little chat. Now, we can't find Bon Jovi in this studio, but in the other studio, Bon Jovi is somewhere floating around. But I don't know where our helpers have disappeared. They'll probably find us at the last minute. We're going to have a little discussion now on Gary Lewis. And, I don't know, they didn't... Oh, yeah, something appeared. I don't know what's going on in the studio. What have we got? Def Leppard. My goodness, Def Leppard on the radio. And what song is this on the tape? Oh, I don't know what it is. We put it on. Yeah, okay, right. oh, this place is hectic. Gary Lewis, will you get your fingers off the tape machine? I don't even know what the track this is, but anyway, we're going to put it out. And because if we don't put it out, I'm going to be in terrible trouble. Def Leppard, friends. And I don't know, I even know the title. Do you know the title? Where's it gone? He's not gone yet. Oh, he's definitely gone now. That was Def Leppard from the album called Hysteria. And it was called Animal. I wonder who to play that for. Then in the studio, one of the kids around the place, I don't know where they're listening now. Could be on the electric light bulb, for all I know. This is what was brought up to me in the studio. Brought. Could you believe it? I might be some of these. I might be famous some of these days. Yeah. Well, there you go with Brock there, and that was called I Owe You Nothing. It was the wrong track we actually played there, but it doesn't matter anyway. We're flying out here, and as I said before, we'll be closing down at half. Excuse me, pal.
It's a half on here.
We say good morning to Piers, who's caving like mad over there. You listen to the final hour of Westside Radio International on 6 to 8. Oh, we're saying that. We're full on the fire. Gary Lewis is all mad here in the field. I don't know. He has a bag with him. He has this big black bag with him. I'll have to watch him. He says, oh, that's a lovely record. Where did you get that one? And you never told me you had that. Oh, you want to hear what's going on here. So we're going to have a little bit of Green Onions for you. We're going to have a chat in the middle of this Green Onions bit of music about radio. Okay, friends, if you're still tuned to Westside Radio, you've 12 years on the air. It's a long time for Westside Radio station on the air. But you've 12 years on the air, and you can tell from Sunday morning how they're looking around the old old street. Does that give you a hint somewhere, does it? Or Itchy Crew Park? Okay, we've got Gary Lewis here in the studio live here this morning, and he's going to ask two questions, and he wants the headphones, so he's just taking over from the headphones. Okay, now, Rose, are you ready?
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, I think it's very fitting that on the last show, your student Terry Lee should cut in the Terry.
I've
never really known how you became involved with radio. So would you just like, in the last couple of moments of Westside Radio International, brief your terms of it? Tell us your brief history out there, your involvement with radio. Remember all of Europe is
back. Well, way back in the 60s, we used to listen to lots of radio and way back in the 60s on the air, and I decided for myself to track it down, and I did track it down eventually. A good friend of mine, Uncle Ken, is known as in radio world. Still floating around, has nothing to do with it. But that's where it really all started. We got very friendly with Uncle Ken, and we had a meeting together, and I said one day, he said, why not go on for an hour? And he said, would you really risk it? And I said, sure would. So that's really where I got involved in radio. And since then, I've listened to radio stations come and go through the years, and it's really been a fantastic hobby for me, and it still will be because I'm not gone yet.
And thank God for that, I'll say, Oliver. Well, I'll say this to you, Prince. My involvement, as you know, came through radio. You met me through the early Radio Dublin days, and I'm as nutty now as I was then about radio, and I've always fancied myself as a little bit of an Alan Freeman. No, I'm not that good, but no harm in thinking big, as they say. And I find a radio where it's a terrific hobby to be involved in. I've met many friends and made terrific friends of their own. My friends as far as away as to go into the island. Two friends in Scotland, three in England, and people I regularly correspond with. And it's always been a pleasure having you, Prince, on the morning. And that's better because I'm in the studio. I mean, all the years we've known one another, there's never been a crossword between us, except when I rub it out to you, but that's only a minor problem. And it's really terrific, and I mean, I've a terrific relationship with Prince, I can say that fairly now. I get a terrific welcome every time I come out. Terrific, and we just... all in all, I have a terrific time with Prince on the all the years I've known him. I certainly know, and I hope few of us, even though we are probably finished on the short way, I hope that we won't lose contact with one another. I try to keep the air left fair at home, as they say. And I myself became involved with radio, as you said there. I put the work back to doing a couple of local radio stations in Dublin called Radio Westside. And the thing from Westside Radio, which is a medium wave station. Mm-hmm. Radio Diamond. And then I was just doing some so they've got shows for him. Then I switched to him as my own relay station to be relayed by that guy there. So I must say that the actual attention that I've received of international has been terrific. I've had some terrific there of people said, you know, I really enjoyed the show. And I'd like to say, you know, the demand of it is something, and it's done from many stations here, from England, and I think the final words will come from the thing. In all the years I've known him, he's been a perfect gentleman, a perfect friend of mine, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for this guy. Anybody that knows him personally will tell him. As long as I've known him, I don't know, I don't. I certainly hope that he can return. I myself am very thankful for the money. Well, the powers that be have both just upon us. So, there's not much I can do about it, except just pray that some way I'll be able to get back on the show then. So, I'm just going to say goodbye to you. Thanks very much for all the kind words that you did show in the Pandora International. And despair all those people who did write to me out there. I've tons of mail to get through yet, and I will be sending all the QTO cameras. So, from yours truly again, Gary Lewis, for the final and last time, I'm handing over to the great Prince to close Westside Radio now. Thanks very much, and the best of luck to everybody out there. Thank you. Bye.
Well, that was Gary Lewis there, and he's putting the headphones back on the ear once again. And we can move out a few other people to help keep the station the way it is, our engineers. And yours truly, as a bit of an engineer himself, Prince Terry, yours truly, a little bit of an engineer. Right, we'd like to thank Paul Cotter, the engineer who originally built the rig, Westside Radio International, and who helped out quite a lot in the early days of Westside Radio International. Also, Tony Mulligan, if he's listening there, on the shortwave today. We wish to thank him. He used to run the station as well on the shortwave. And we wish to thank him sincerely for helping out with Westside Radio. And there's another guy, I can't mention his second name. His name is John, who helped out with amplifiers through the years. And there was another guy who helped out with an amplifier in years way back in time as well. His name is Brian, who is over there in the Seychelles. Believe it or not, he lent me a guitar amplifier many years back as well. Now, who else wants to? And of course, Pierce, who helped with tapes as well. We wish to thank him there as well. And of course, Weekend Music Radio. They helped out with a few things as well. And he's down in that wire again. Heard a cracking. I want to tell you something else before we go on the air. And very sad occasion, but we might be back on the airwaves. I don't know when, but I'm only saying I might. We're waiting to see the outcome of the whole thing. There's a lot of stations closing down today. There's some of them closing down at 12 o'clock tonight. And it's going to be a very sad occasion of ringing in the bells. I don't think I'll be ringing in the bells tonight because I've been involved in radio for so many years. Maybe I'll get a job on some station, hopefully, with all the experience I have. And we were just talking about the record decks here. The record decks we have in the studio are the original Radio Dublin record decks, still in operation. And way back in 1977. Was it 77 or 71, somewhere around then? The actual, did see the inside of the P&T confiscation office or warehouse. And, well, I see it signed and all here by Captain A and Cook. But I don't think it looks like a signature either. yes, we're still here anyway, and, yeah, it's gone. It's gone actually 1:30. We should have closed down at 1 o'clock, but, We'll be closing down very, very shortly now, and I don't know whether we'll be going back out for a QSO or not. We'll be going out for a QSO, maybe with some station in the UK there. We'll try a QSO, and then we close down. We're going to play, actually, we played a few sad records there, but there's one thing we're going to play before we go, and believe it or not, we haven't heard it on any radio station in the city, this particular one. And it's from, you know who, the Warren 60s, and there hasn't been one station played this, but we're going to play it.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with your transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear
well remembered all around the place, that one called Wheel of the Pirate Station in the Roaring 60s. And I'd like to mention one more person before we go here, and that's Dr. Don, if he's listening in this morning as well. He actually founded the name of the station at the particular PTH where he was at one stage at the very beginning of Radio Dublin there. Well, the second half is the top half or whatever it was there. And we named the station as Westside Radio, and he used to use Westside Radio and the Radio Dublin rig on with the flick of the switch there. We wish to thank him as well for operating Westside Radio in the very early days. I think Gary Lewis wants to say something as well before we go. We have a few funny records lined up.
I just want to say, if I may, just before I did go, there was one person I left out of all my people to say thank you to, and that was Pierce. I'd like to say, if Pierce is listening, many thanks, Pierce, for all the kind encouragement and all the help and all the jingles you've given me. And it's such a pleasure to know you, Pierce, and I'd like to say many thanks. And just one more person
And that's Kenny King over there in Clatterhead in Scotland.
Thanks, Kenny, for doing all the jingles for me and all your kind help. Looking forward to hearing from you in the new year. Back now to the one and only Prince. Prince of Wales.
I wish to thank a lot of people out there who wrote to me and all these years have been on the air, 12 years on the air, or even more, I think. And we wish to thank them all for their interest. 15 years, is it? Well, it was really, I lost track of the years, you see. I wish to thank all the people there, Lionel Rockner, especially over there, and Podney in Cornwall, who listened to Outside Radio and sent us lovely letters. And all those listeners out there that we played some great music to as well, all over the world, we might say. And only for them, we wouldn't be on the air, because they encourage us to keep on the air. And they sent reception reports and everything like that to stations here, Westside Radio International. We also like to thank, and I made a lot of friends through radio, and let's hope I'll make a few more friends through radio in the coming years of my old age. I wish to thank you all very, very sincerely for tuning into Westside Radio and for your support in those 12 to 15 years, I do believe.
Yeah.
As I say, this is 1 o'clock, so we definitely have to go and close down.
And this is the last time, that's Bula Bula there by the Bristol Sound here on Westside Radio International.
Dublin, Ireland. This is Westside Radio.
You're having fun with Westside Radio Dublin. Good morning.
Phil here in the studio.
And we wish to thank the guy that made those jingles, Alan, whoever, wherever you may be.
Westside.
Well, there's nothing more for us to say. I think we said everything. We wish to thank everyone once again. And this is the final close down. Haven't heard any free radio music played at all in most of the stations. There's one song that we are proud to play here. And we're going to play it today because it's closed down, complete closed down the station. And it's, of course, our national anthem, which I haven't heard any station closing down playing it. I hope I have it on the right side. I didn't play it very often. The only man I used to hear playing this was Mr. Galaxy himself. He used to play it in national anthem. So here we go. And we say goodbye. And we stand by for a QSO after this.
Radio International back again. We're closing down now, and very sad occasion indeed on the airwaves. We definitely are closing down. We'll give you the time. Exactly the time we're closing down at. It's 1:47. 1:47 or thereabouts. We're closing down. We will stand by for maybe some station on the way down for a QSO, a very quick QSO on the grade, because officially, we're closing down once the switch goes now. And we wish to thank everyone once again for their support, all their work as you know, the shortwave band. The light is at the end of the tunnel. It's the same goes. And the light may get brighter again, even in an 807 valve. So don't forget that, right? I don't think it'll be an 813, it might be an 807. The anodes may light up again very, very soon. So we'll play 73. And this is Westside Radio, now closing down for, well, we don't know how long. I will stand by on the shortwave for a possible goodbye from a few stations there. So we're switching off now in 1988 on the 31st of December, 1988. And it's very, very sad indeed. So it's very goodbye from everyone here at the studio, right?